Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Melina Woodward is with us here this morning. She's a member of the Atlantic FFA. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Before we start, as we always do with students, tell us about your family.
I live on a farm south of Lewis with my family. I got a younger brother, Reed. He's in eighth grade.
Okay, and your folks are?
Ryan and Lisa Woodward.
All right, and best parents ever.
Yep.
All right, very good. I didn't even have to wedge that out of you. Very good. Hey, you had an opportunity here recently to put together a little project that you shared with the Global Youth Institute here earlier this month. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What was that about?
So Miller posted on our FFA Google Classroom about this opportunity, and we're in quarantine, so I thought this would be a fun experience, and I ended up making all the way to the Global Youth Institute, so that was pretty fun.
Yeah, so tell me about it. What was it about? What did you have to do?
So first you had to write a 3-to-5-page paper about a food insecurity in a country. So my choice was malnutrition in Puerto Rico, and you got to do a lot of research, and it was pretty fun.
Why that particular topic? Did you notice that somewhere, or is that something you were aware of?
During my research trying to find a topic, I just Googled and I came across it, and I thought that would be very interesting, and it was during my research.
Well, I'm sure it was. I was looking at some of the numbers and things. You were probably shocked by some of the numbers you saw.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
I mean, malnutrition there is an issue.
Yeah.
A very large one. Yeah. So tell me, what did you learn through the process about that particular topic, about what life is like in Puerto Rico?
Their life is much different than ours, and I thought, like, if we went down and helped them, they could bring sources to their country, and that would help their numbers out drastically.
When you put this particular topic together, it's a tough topic to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an important one, obviously, but you're talking about people's lives.
Yeah.
And it's difficult, and in a lot of cases, young people's lives. Mm-hmm. So did you ever compare the way your life is to the way some of these folks are living?
During my research, I found some numbers, like how much our housing costs compared to theirs, how much money we make here compared to theirs, and, like, what our houses are. Just, like, they're in poverty, and we have the luxury of having nice things here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a major difference.
Yeah, and of course we think about Puerto Rico as being someplace else, but it's an American territory.
Yeah.
So it's folks that should be like us that are struggling, not like we do all the time here. Talk a little bit about the experience then of actually being able to do this. Putting the paper together is one thing, but you made the presentation. Now, in the COVID times, it was probably a little different than normal.
Yeah, so it was all via Zoom, and we have these round tables. So, like, you are in a discussion with 9 other people, and you present a 2-minute presentation, basically summarizing your paper, and they ask you questions. And there's more topics that you can, after your roundtables, that you can learn more about different food insecurity in different countries. And there's, like, speakers for that present that information.
And so, I mean, you're literally gathering electronically with people from all over the world.
Yeah.
Kind of intimidating?
A little bit.
Well, you put a lot of time and effort and research into putting this piece together. How was it received? What kind of feedback did you get from them?
Oh, so they gave me some more ideas, like, for housing, like, to make their housing better. Somebody gave me an idea of the grain bin houses, where they make housing out of grain bins. That would be something they could do down there. So that was pretty cool.
So were you not only discussing the issues, the problems, were you trying to come up and suggest solutions then, too, as part of this?
Yeah, so for my solutions, I thought, like, college-age students could go down there, teach them our ways. Another solution was that the Cattlemen's Association could donate a few animals down there so that people down there can start their own herds and get going that way. And I thought people could, by us teaching them, they could start their own gardens and sell their produce at markets and earn some money.
Yeah, the issues are multifaceted,
yeah.
I'm sure, when it comes to them being able to become more self-sustaining there. Talk about your roundtable experience then. Did you have a bunch of students and adults as all a part of that?
Yeah, so we have also had what's called experts. So, like, they all read our paper, and ours were from all over, and they really gave good feedback on some more ideas and how we can actually take part in this solution.
Sure. Experts like what type of experts?
So, like, they've actually done the World Food Prize, like, in their past, so they know a little bit more, and they work with this kind of thing.
Well, and I was looking through some of these, too. It says here in the notes that I have Dr. Ruth McDonald. Is that correct?
Yep.
Iowa State University professor and chair, food science and human nutrition. Dr. Glenn Gregorio, Southeast Asian Regional Center for Graduate Study and Research and Agriculture Director. And Stan Carlson, former mm-hmm. Canadian diplomat and United Nations official. Yeah, you were getting in feedback from everywhere, weren't you?
Yeah.
Were they impressed with some of the solutions then?
Yeah, so they were really pleased with all of our discussion and how good our papers were and all of our ideas that we presented.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this something that you had ever thought about doing before? Is this just literally something you saw Mr. Miller post and you thought, okay, I'll give it a shot?
Yep. I never actually heard of this before, but it's been a cool experience. And next year I can try to do it again, so I think I'm going to do that.
Oh, okay, very good. You get another mm-hmm. chance at that again.
Yep.
So what's the purpose of that Global Youth Institute? What are they trying to accomplish through that?
They're just getting a bunch of students like me putting ideas together and trying to solve these world issues because we're the next generation to solve them.
Do they feel like sometimes they get different types of responses than they would have if they were in a room full of adults?
Yes. we saw that in our roundtables, how different our solution ideas were, and we just put them all together.
Well, we all know that the young people know technology better than us old folks, right?
Yes.
But it's not always about that.
Yeah.
You know, you would think that that would be something, too, that the talk would be all about how we can use technology and things, but it doesn't always revolve around that. Sometimes it's just getting kind of a different perspective.
Yeah.
And you guys certainly have that. So were there different types of topics that were discussed? You took on food, malnutrition, mm-hmm. those types of issues. Were there other issues that were discussed then, too?
Yeah. So everybody had a different country, and I know in my roundtable there was one about, like, the water and how bad it is in that country. Climate was a big one, and just agriculture in general was the main topics.
Sure. So as part of the roundtable discussion, you got to have some input on those topics as well then?
Yep. So everybody was required to ask a question, and then that would spark a discussion.
So has that changed your perspective on things? I mean, you live on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you figure you have some experience in agriculture. You kind of have a pretty good idea of how things work. Mm-hmm. Here. It's not the same everywhere, of course. Has that broadened your perspective? Do you feel like you learned some things that you otherwise may never have known?
Yeah, so just doing my research, I learned all their different farming because they're like climates different. They have mountains there and we don't have mountains here, so I learned how they farmed around that and just there are different difficulties that I never knew and thought of.
Yeah, we all have hurdles, and every hurdle might be a little bit different, but there are certainly issues that need to be taken. Now, you got a little something out of this too, right?
Yeah, we got a scholarship.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
So you'll use that certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will you have an opportunity to earn more scholarships through this then if you participate again?
Yeah, so next year I can do the same thing and earn another $500 scholarship, and if I move on, get another $2,000.
So that's what you got this time, $2,500
yep.
total. Well, that's
mm-hmm.
not bad.
Yeah.
That's a good day's work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. So is this something that you would encourage other young people to kind of take advantage of to learn a little bit more about the world around you?
Definitely. I think this was a good learning point for me. Like I said, I never knew these problems were that big until doing my research, and it was a good learning opportunity for me, so I'd
sure.
highly encourage it.
And this is all part of the World Food Prize organization.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're kind of opening some doors a little bit, too. I mean, do you feel like you've made some, I know it's a short time and it had to be done electronically, but mm-hmm. do you feel like you made some connections that could pay off down the road?
Yeah, so I definitely think in college I'll definitely have a lot of opportunities from doing this that will help me out in my future.
Sure. FFA, is that something you always knew you were going to be involved in?
Yeah, my dad was in it, and he told me all about it, and I'm also in 4-H, so
right.
they kind of go hand-in-hand, and it's really fun.
Yeah, so, and of course, a completely different style of classroom experience than a lot of the other classrooms.
Yeah.
What do you like most about the FFA experience?
I like being together with my friends and getting to do things that I love, like dealing with agriculture and different contests that you get to do.
And you get pretty good support through the FFA here locally. The community, businesses, organizations, all pretty supportive.
Yep.
Very good. Yeah, it's nice to be wanted.
Yeah.
It's good that people look out for those types of things and see the benefits of young people getting involved. Well, very good. Well, we look forward to maybe seeing some of those solutions being put forward. Do you think you maybe have made a difference?
Yeah, I hope so. I think it would actually be really cool to go down to Puerto Rico and actually get to experience their struggles down there and maybe help them out one day.
Well, I know they're still working back from hurricane damage and things too, and that's another issue that is very important. So, yeah, who knows? Maybe at some point you'll be hands-on right there helping to solve some of those problems. Excellent. Melina, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate you stopping by, and congratulations on the good work.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.